Beginning card in Daf Maseches Yevamah is Daf Kuf Gimel or Gimel Aleph. Beginning today's Masdam begins the Gemara. Bein Ami Bein Yeshiv. Cleats can be done whether he's standing, he's sitting, etc. So today's from 10 minutes. That's the second line. So he's beginning to say Meiches like that lifts the Yeshiv. Why would you even think to say that sitting would be invalid? That you have to have a Rebbe? Yeshem says, "What you can say is Meshem Nomla Kaman." Because the Gemara says later on, "Daf Kuf Dalman Av Daf Kikmar Din." That this is like the completion of the judgment, the Chalitza. But min perek shavuos eidus in the Gemara says in shavuos avlaman beis that b'shas gemar din that during the completing of the judgment divya akol everyone agrees they're in yeshiva judges are sitting with baladin mamin and the litigants have to be standing and these are the baladin. That's what the Gemara actually says later in the kavam merav. I mean, look at that. Initially, they have to be standing. My daughter, stand up. According to the one interpretation that Rashi brings, so that's why you would have thought that it has to be standing. More because it says that he gets up and he says, which that doesn't tell us it has to be that's ma'akim, but like said v'yamid v'yomer, he stands up and he says in that's only just telling over a story. So he gets up and he says that he doesn't want her. That would only tell us like a tchila. How do you know that tearing of the garment as an oval has to be standing? That because it depends how it says it. That the Gemara differentiates that Beyimah doesn't say Beyamil but only Va'amad. Whereas by Kriya it says Vayakim. But then Tai says, Aval, but what are you gonna do Vamdishnan Nashim? What are you gonna do with regarding the litigants standing in front of the judges that we say the Vamdishnan Nashim that they need to stand? I think of like Sibayamdu that they should stand. Why would they do we say that it's a mitzvah not Sipur Dvarm Ba'alma like Bachalitza? Says Taisis that Hain Lufisha Ink Sibisha Maisa Achika. That's because that it doesn't say anything after that. So it's obviously not telling a story. Abhakubhir Bachalitza, Achab Ba'alma, after it says that he stands up, Sibba Maisa says the action. Which he says at lechavas lekachta, then kind of see, but the barmal mother is just telling about the story. My amdu bekidshu that, like, or as similarly, but amdu benissus, where the intent is not to make a mitzvah. It's just telling about the story. I but the shem is a free. This that the sefri expounds of amad, which is the pasuk here by chalitza in from alole b'mida has to be standing. I'm going to be nihut. The shem like the chalupa yachayev. Maybe initially, but kibrish like we explained, but the avid it would not be ma'ak. Next says Mazda begin with the Gemara b'chalitza and nasuma. Some of those chalitza from a blind man, chalitza is sure the chalitza is going to be valid. Says to him, again, as take a second, they begin to say, "Hey, chesed gadol mo desuma." Why would you think to say that a blind man would be exempt? Because what you can say is, "Mechsiv le'ini azikenim," because it says to the eyes of the elders. I mean, I would have thought to say, "Do I didn't lifnei yavim?" Also, has to be in front of the eyes of the yavim, which would exclude a blind person. Or in another person, mechsiv biyar kubafon, because he spits, and she spits in front of him. It's like in front of him, meaning in his eyesight. Saying that no, it has to be in front of him, but he doesn't have to be able to see it. Next is not the words ignore kapikate mani. Who is the Tana that says that the amputee is his block is going to be valid? Rami, which Tase explains, the way Tase understands, the chashim minu memashin regim lasimini. Rami is the one who holds that a shoe is considered something that you don't usually make it from. That would include a kapikate. To the next says Mazda to begin with the Gemara. Now, when Pilish Obeged, but saying that the sock made out of garment that's not good, that's also a man that's like Rabbanon. Who? The Lechosh Minel Beged. They don't hold that a minel can be made out of a garment. Given the name of Gil Sazik, because it's not normally done like this, what the Empilia, and that would exclude similarly that of the Empilia, that of the sock. Now, Hextra Maintime Rainham asks, the Hochamash Menar Sir gets on the Rabbi Yisi, Lechosh of Kav Hakite Minel. That this block, this prosthetic of the amputee is not considered as a shoe. Menemuki. Bryce to the machshele lechalitza, because for the fact that the Bryce explained that who's the one that says val for chalitza, kremeya davka like kremeya, not like Rabbi Yisrael, he cannot go out with it on Shabbos. Chaimash perik ma'isha Shabbos davsam magami beiz. Problem is, we don't perik bazel yumin the last perik yumin the vayin chesam beiz amrinu. We said the kabiketeya. This kabiketeya ben amrinu Rabbi Yisrael minul is this true? Now, the time Rabbi Yisrael gave a Shabbos, the reason why Rabbi Yisrael on Shabbos says he not go out with it is not because it's not a shoe, but because dimu mifsik vosla tui talamis rishabim because it might tear and you might come to carry talamis rishabim. So that's one question. So. He could also be like the Manda Amar that you could do chalitza with the kavikateh. Why say only Rameh? By cash, another difficulty is the Hocha Shadin Shal Sham Lech Lachlitz. In our sugi, we say that you could use that the Shumer of Rush out of these Sham for chalitza. Perk Bas Yuma, the last perk of Yuma, I mean, we say, and he says, Rib Shuman Levi Shotz, the Sandal Shal Sham, and went out with the sandal of Sham, and we can prove him, obviously, it's not a shoe. And more b'shmait medam yom kippur chalitza. Now we could be yom kippur chalitza. The obviously have the same halachas. So it has these two questions which it doesn't answer. Next says master bingul the gemara man the maske alichsa dekadei loichol. Someone who walks on the flanks of his feet can't do chalitza. Which push b'kun Rashi explains she it's a correct regal. That's not called regal. Kibin shahayfchem because it's inverted. So kol shoyt the day namin lebikum al raglin. Also his whole shaykh, his whole leg is not considered from al raglin as it usually is. But where his foot is cut off, then his sheik is me'al ragli. Why? Because since before it was amputated, his sheik was above the foot. So after the amputation is also considered above the foot. Like this, also one guy explained like this too. Now, he explains the explanation of this halacha, why he cannot do chalitza with someone who walks on the flanks of his leg. It's simply because you cannot press down your foot on the ground, which is what the Gemara says is a criterion. And now it also makes sense why it's even worse than the amputee. Because the amputee can actually press down his stump on the ground in contrast to this person. Now, their interpretation, it sounds like the Pshit Luhu, that it's obvious to them that the amputee could do chalitza. But this is worse than the kiteya. That's not seem to be correct to the re. Rabbi Shammai Farshkin, the Shammai explains how the Ketanim must need in this in the Mishnah Rakubel Amatchal Tzalzik Hashera that beneath the knee the chalitza can be kosher. Hai niyut that means because your tzus is handled Rakubel Amatchal. It just means that say you're tying the straps of the shoe beneath the knee. Abigitei lo ari midi, but we're not talking about amputee. B'hal the Ketanim Brezik Abigitei. I was saying the Brezik that the stump of the amputee. You could say this Toma that not that the person he knew chalitza on, he gave his thing to someone else, a regular yavim, which regular foot to do chalitza with. Like the Gemara said regarding the supports on the feet, that's not him, it's just he gives it to someone else. And the truth is, and based on this, so the Gemara says, wait, well, according to your reasoning, what do you mean? Do you think you do chalitza with the kabakateya? But he gives it to someone else, and you're right, we find this in many places, according to your reasoning. Because it's not only on the Smithas or Golem, it's also on the same halacha he's saying regarding Kabakateya. But ain't Aimer, and it although it could say Lutanach, it just doesn't say it. Void more of us says Taisis, what you could say is, maybe you can't say Lutanach. Why? Because Mikara, originally, the Sava that the Gemara thought the Bregala Fuchashe Chalitza, that inverted foot, you could do Chalitza, who I didn't get there, Namach Chalitza. At that point, the Gemara did think that amputee also could do Chalitza. But according to the conclusion, that a regular focus cannot do chalitza, so to kete you can't do. Now today's ask on this interpretation that you're saying, okay, beneath the knee, it's not someone that amputated beneath the knee, it's just where you're trying to strap beneath the knee. So b'hadabach, then this is, I think, more asks when it says in the pasuk, regolim, shalosh regolim tochel b'shan, the pralei balikavin, excluding those who are the balikavin. What's the question? What do you mean? No one's in permitting balikavin. B'hadabach, the Gemara is asked questionally like this: ki even the shaykh lemikir regolim, since the shaykh is not called regal. Because we see that balikavin are excluded. So mikin lamatma kuba mikasheris. Now why, in general, beneath the knee is invalid? It's not tying it to the place of the regal. That was the problem. Rabbeinu Nissim nam perish megil sarm. In his megil sarm, he also interprets the ketei lecholitz. This that the ketei cannot do chalitza. The koshkin drag lafucha mekal vachemer from this inverted foot. And kuba lamatma machmasin. This that says the valid mishnah from beneath the knee. It's not that the foot was cut off. It's talking about where you tie on the straps. The mishnah like it's burden yishami. The next says master begin with more proud of bali kavin, excluding bali kavin from the pasuk of shalosh regal. Now Tosfos says even though if one looks at the sugya perikam the chagiga of gimel av, it's actually primarily excluded from shalosh pa'amim, which also means both feet and times. Still, from the fact that the tana meseches is chagiga. Relies on the word regalim, even though ultimately we exclude it from Pa'amim, that's where we ask it from, that we're excluding balikavin. It makes this matter between the Gemara become a san naver, but what do you mean? But yeah, how y'all do this? Aishu is better than the fittings of naver. Which says, likely, don't say the part of the Gemara is asking, my lamas asked, why was she not wasting nefesh? Why didn't she give up her life? That's not a question. Sharkaka ilmi, a woman plays a passive role, like a piece of land. Kedama Esther, like the Gemara says regarding Esther, Malka, that she doesn't have to give up her life for the Mises Nus. Boy, moreover, you can't say that was the Gemara's question. Ki hula haima answer. The sister wasn't raping her. Bad rabbit to the contrary. He shadalta bevam. She was seducing him. Lachriya to force him, Lavi allowed that he should have be with a gedil hatash koicha to weaken him latzli. So to say the Jewish people, so obviously the Gemara's question wasn't mice and nefesh, she was activating it. And the part rather, the Gemara's question is, "Am I mishapcha katzav kolkach? Why is the pasuk praise her so much?" There's still, like, it says in the pasuk, "Tevaydech b'nashim agayim that she should be blessed from all the women, etc." Which I mean, the nas the Gemara that doesn't have chavigim on base of harius and davnim ba'al in the base says gedil be lishma. How great is the sin that was done for the sake of God? Mitzvah shleishma, the mitzvah is done shloy lishma, not for its sake. Pierce, what's the Gemara saying based on the pasuk that she's greater than the women me mohis? She's greater than the our matriarchs. Why the fish are in the because at least they had pleasure from the bia that they had with our others. But the yal lois and nenzim abi, she didn't have any pleasure from the bia. That's the Gemara saying. What do you mean she did? Shem the Gemara answers the vadi lois and no, for sure she did not have any pleasure. Shem the tibas shem because the pleasure of the wicked is disgusting for the righteous. He milsa and it's actually on this idea. Kaima hat perim nazar that the Gemara asks within nazar and harius that they're asking regarding this point, which why are we saying that that's so great the gedola beilishma. That's what the Gemara discusses, that on this point, why is she greater? Because she was doing a lishma, she was not getting any pleasure whatsoever.